Well, to get started this morning, I'm just going to say a few things about being thankful, and because this is Thanksgiving week, today after church we're going to celebrate as a church family. We're going to have a meal after church, Thanksgiving meal.
Oh, thank you. Turkey and dressing.
I bet there'll be some turkey, maybe some dressing.
Turkey, I'm ready.
That's right. Okay. Thanksgiving. We think of Thanksgiving. What do you think of first? I mean, first, being thankful to God. You know, thankful for life. Thankful for your family. We have a lot to be thankful for.
My mother and my dad died.
Your mother and your dad?
Grandma and grandpa, they all died.
Okay.
All I got left is my nephew. He smoked a joint, and he went to jail.
Okay.
Now
all
he
right.
got 3 years in prison. He's going to do 1 year out of three.
All right.
After 3 years, you can do 1 year. When you get three, you can do one.
Okay, Brett, hang with me. Hang with me. Here we go. Just going to give you a little bit of history. I mean, of course, Thanksgiving came way before what we celebrate Thanksgiving here in the United States. You know, it was many years after, biblically, we'll get into just a second, where, you know, we've been taught to give thanks. But in the United States, just for a little bit of quick history, hang on a second, Brett, just a second. Okay, at first, the holiday that we know that's coming up this week, first started, now a lot of you guys are going to say, I know all this, but I kind of tend to, it's good to remind myself a little bit about it. But it started back in, as far as the government trying to recognize the giving thanks as well in the United States, as far as what Christians had already been doing for centuries. In 1623, in the United States, that's when Governor William Bradford of the Pilgrim Colony in Plymouth, Massachusetts, proclaimed, you know, to render thanksgiving to the Almighty God for all of His blessings. That started in 1623. So, kind of working up, there's kind of four processions here for the United States. In 1777, the Congress declared the first National Thanksgiving Proclamation as the third Thursday of December in 1777. And that had, and they recognized also that they wanted to express the grateful feelings of their hearts and consecrate themselves to the service of their divine benefactor. Some of the words that were in that proclamation. And in 1795, George Washington, our first president, set Thursday, at that time it was February the 19th, 1795, as a national day of Thanksgiving. And he also mentioned in his address to acknowledge our many and great obligations to Almighty God and to implore Him to continue as our duty as people with devout reverences and affectionate gratitude to acknowledge our many and great obligations to Almighty God. And then in 1863, Abraham Lincoln, in 1863, he declared that the last Thursday of November, which is the Thursday, this is what we celebrate now, in 1863, he declared that as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our benefactor, our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. And that's the one that has continued on. But I just say that with each one of those was all in reference to giving thanks to God. But, you know, as far as Christians, we know we are to give thanks daily, continually, for all things. Back in the Old Testament, under the Old Testament law with Moses, where they talk in Leviticus, we're talking about giving thanks, an offering of thanksgiving. In Psalms, we read about the song and the prayers and all the thanksgivings that come within the Psalms. In Acts 17:24 and 25, let me pull that up. Supposed to have that one ready. Hang on a second. 17:24 and 25 says, "The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by hands. And he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything, because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else." Only to say that we're thankful for God. He's given us everything. He doesn't need anything from us. But we are to give him thanks, because everything that we have, everything that is, comes from God. Going on in the New Testament, Paul gives us many verses for giving thanks. In Ephesians 5:20, "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Philippians 4:6, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Colossians 3:17, "And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Hebrews 13:15, "By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that it is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." And then today I think we're going to observe the Lord's Supper. In the Lord's Supper, in Luke 22:17, he says, "And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves." In Luke 22:19, he said he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it unto them. All that to say, and the Bible is full of thanksgiving to the Lord. And we could never give enough thanks. And we are to be thankful in all things. Sometimes we always think about we should just be thankful for all what we consider the good things that happened to us. But all does all include good and what we would consider bad? All is all, right? So we're to be thankful in all things. And sometimes it's hard. A lot of times it's hard. When you're in the middle of a trial, to give thanks. But we're to give thanks for all things, because all things work together for good for those who love him and want to serve him. And so God uses all those things for good. Okay? Let's be thankful today.